Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's begin this morning with Thought Leader Thursday. There are some up and down news about mortgage interest rates, and that's having an impact on the not only the refinance market, but the initial mortgage market as well. Ed Curry is with us in the Thought Leader chair this morning. He's a certified mortgage planner and construction loan specialist at Associated Bank. Ed, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I want to start with the current snapshot of where we are with refinances and mortgage activity. I know the Mortgage Bankers Association was out yesterday with some numbers that say there's been a decline in activity. What are you seeing?
You know, seeing a little bit of both. It's spotty. Rates obviously don't go down or up in a straight line. So what we tend to see on a very short term, whether it be weeks or maybe in a 30-day period, is you'll see periods within that, call it a month, where rates are declining. So you'll see, fortunately, a lot of clients take good advice, jump on, lock in a rate, and then start the loan process to refinance their home. So what I tend to see in refinance-type markets are start and stops for lots of refinance activity and then slowing refinance activity. So right now, over the past couple of weeks, rates have kind of inched up a little bit. So all the people that locked in about 3-4 weeks ago when rates were lower, they're all working themselves through the process, getting the loan approved, getting the appraisal done, not as many applications. And then at some point, I think we'll see rates slide back down, and then that whole cycle will start back over.
I want to talk a little bit more about the rate part of that in a second, but I just want to hit those numbers. The Mortgage Bankers Association says overall applications fell 12%. Again, these are national numbers. Refinance applications dropped about 17%. Loans for new homes to buy new homes fell 4%. Tell us where the 30-year, where we see kind of rates at right now.
It bottomed out maybe 3-4 weeks ago. There was some 3.5% money for borrowers with good credit, good equity, and you're probably up to about 3.75, 3.875, depending on the scenario. So it's moved up a little bit, but I would anticipate that we'll probably see further opportunity over the next 6 months for lower rates.
If the buying opportunity, if the opportunities here or the business here for you is in construction of new homes, those loans to go to new homes, that seems like a positive sign that people are building homes.
It really is. It's not only the new homes, but rehabbing their current homes. So, it's been talked about the lack of supply on the market. So I think one of the indications of that is people are going out looking for a brand new home that maybe they can build or be turnkey, and they're not finding that home that they really love. They know they like most of their neighbors. They know they like their street. They like the school that the kids go to. So a lot of them are just saying, you know what, let's be here another 10 or 15 years. Let's bump out the kitchen. Let's put on a second floor, whatever we need to do, and let's just improve the home that we have. So that's helped out quite a bit on the construction side. Major rehabs, we're seeing a lot of that type of activity. Some of the higher-end brand-new builds, we're seeing that slow down this year a little bit, but still at a pretty good pace.
So when somebody does that construction, they're redoing their home, I always thought that that would be you take out a second mortgage on your home. But there's actually a product that's for construction itself.
Absolutely. You tend to have three different scenarios. People who have a ton of equity that will tap into it maybe through a cash-out refinance of their first mortgage or a second mortgage, a home equity line of credit. But in many cases, either A, they don't have the amount of equity, or B, the amount of the cost of construction is so much that they don't have enough equity. Mm-hmm. So a construction loan, a specific construction permanent loan, allows you to take advantage of the future equity. So just like a regular loan, there's only one appraisal that's done, and the appraiser is going to look at your current home. It's going to take in account the work that you're going to be doing on it, the cost, the specific information on that project, and he or she will appraise the home at the future value or the home as complete. So if you're starting with a $200,000 home, and you're putting a second floor on it, they may appraise it for $400,000. So now you can get a loan based on a $400,000 value rather than that $200,000 value. And that's going to allow you to tap into that much more equity. So theoretically, if you have enough equity there, and equity, again, is based on that new appraised value, you can finance the entire project if you have if the appraisal comes in at a certain point.
It feels risky. That kind of feels like a risky loan, is it, or not?
It's not. It's a regular loan for us. Rates are very similar, if not the same, as regular type loans. So ultimately, there is certainly that risk in the period during the house is under repair or under construction. But, you know, based at the end of the day, we found that good borrowers pay back loans.
Yeah.
And, you know, and most of these loans that we're doing are for people's primary residence. They need a place to live. So you tend to see default rates on these as low as you would see a regular home.
So the construction, we'll play this out into the future, the construction ends, the home is suddenly a new two-story home that's worth $400,000. Do people, you mentioned people stay in those homes, do they then get another refinance after all of that happens and make that into one mortgage, or how does that work into the future?
It's actually the same mortgage. So you're closing on this loan upfront before construction begins. It's a regular mortgage. It could be an ARM. It could be a fixed rate. And there is no closing. There's no reappraisal, no credit check. There's no anything after construction is complete. The only thing that changes is during the construction phase, payments are interest only for what you owe. So you start at a lower payment, and that builds up almost like a line of credit as you draw the funds. And then after construction is complete, the only change is the payments just go from an interest-only payment to a principal and interest payment. There's no other change.
Can you explain to me again why, when we have had two rate cuts, that mortgage interest rates are still going up?
Absolutely. And we've touched on this previously a little bit. It's not about what the Fed does, is what the markets believe the Fed will do, or what the direction of the economy looks like it will be. So the best time to lock into a rate is when there's concerns about the economy slowing, when there's a belief the Fed is going to be cutting rates in the future, either more aggressively than they currently have, because the markets are always guessing what the Fed's going to do. So that's going to bring the rates down. So it's buy the rumor, sell the fact type scenario, where once the Fed does something, you tend to see mortgage rates move a little bit higher.
And do we expect another interest rate cut coming from the Fed?
I do at some point. There's some Fed governors that have said that we should be good for the year. I could see it go either way. Inflation numbers this past month have fell a little bit, or a little softer than expected. So they could have some cover to cut rates based on that. There's some economic data that's been weak. Some of the services, the PMI, manufacturing and service sector numbers were weak. Some of the economic data, we've seen the weakest we've seen in 10 years. So there certainly could be reasons on both sides to cut 0.25%. I don't think the market's going to freak out either way. I don't think mortgage rates are going to move significantly either way based on what the Fed does for the remainder of the year.
Talk to us a little bit about the housing inventory. What has all of this that we've been talking about, the mortgage rates, the applications, what is it doing to the housing supply? Because I've seen some numbers where the inventory, national housing inventory, down nearly 3% in September.
You know, I'd love to see more studies on this. Anecdotally, I don't see a strong correlation between mortgage rates and supply of homes. Certainly does have an impact. If you were to look at a graph over the past 3 years, especially the last 6 months, as rates have dropped, supply has fallen. So there's certainly a correlation there. I think one of the biggest impacts on the supply that we've seen this last cycle really is builders not wanting to go out on a limb and build new homes, especially large neighborhoods. Think back 10 years before the last housing crisis, you'd hear from friends saying, oh, I'm moving out to this city. And you're like, is that still a Chicago suburb? there were builders that were really going out on a limb and buying large swaths of land far away, people driving into the city to work for an hour and a half, 2 hours, because they could buy a huge home for a small price. You don't tend to see that happen this cycle. I haven't seen too many large subdivisions built. So there's not a lot of new housing being built. The supply of labor to build those homes has been much less than it has in past years. And land cost is really expensive. No matter where you're at, city of Chicago, it's really expensive. I remember in 2011, clients in the North Shore were buying teardowns for $200,000, $250,000 and building a home. And now in many of those communities, that's $400,000 to $600,000 for just a plot of land to build a home.
Yeah, and I found one of the statistics from this housing supply story that I found said that about 5 million entry-level homes nationwide have been turned into single-family rentals because the people who had those didn't think that they would be able to sell them anytime soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's still a significant amount of homes. While the country as a whole has expanded quite a bit and done well, there's some areas, certainly in Chicago, where there's a lot of homes that are still underwater. So turn them into rentals and make some money off them.
You know, there have been a couple of stories about other places, and I'm thinking of some international cities. But you mentioned San Francisco is one of the places, too. I believe there were a couple of other major cities like Los Angeles and New York that were included, where there are there's concern that there are housing bubbles getting ready to break. But not so much here in Chicago. Is that what you're thinking as well?
That's what I'm seeing as well. They say Chicago is a city of neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So there's certainly some neighborhoods where entry level to build a home can be $1 million, which gives me chest pains that I'm not building those homes. But there's certain other areas where it's lagged significantly for the rest of the city. So overall, yeah, there's certainly a lot of great value. You tend to see, whether it be neighborhoods in the city get overbought and prices move higher aggressively, and people just simply move over to the next neighborhood or suburbs. In the North Shore, from 2011 to 2013, those prices moved up significantly, and people just moved a little farther out.
Yeah, there was some data released by UBS, the investment bank, that said of the two dozen major city housing markets, Chicago has the least risk of being a bubble that could burst.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good, right? Ed, how can people get a hold of you if they want to have a one-on-one?
Feel free to shoot me an email at ed.curry@associatedbank.com. That's ed.curry @associatedbank.com.
Great conversation. We'll see you next time.
Thanks again.
Ed Curry is a certified mortgage planner, construction loan specialist at Associated Bank. Thought Leader Conversation every Thursday here on The Opening Bell. You can also find more on our website at WGNradio.com and head over to associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership to learn more about our thought leaders and hear more conversations there as well.